You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jamie Brunn's 8-year-old daughter screams, waking up her 16-year-old sister. The teen finds Brunn trying to drown the 8-year-old in the bathtub. The older sister wrenches the girl from mom's grasp, runs to a neighbor to call 911. The worry now is for a 6-year-old still in the home.
Nancy, when South Carolina police arrive, Brunn becomes aggressive and grabs for an officer's gun. Brunn is subdued with a taser and restrained in a cruiser while officers search the home for Brunn's youngest daughter. The 6-year-old girl is found lying in bed, not breathing. It appears Brunn drowned the sleeping girl and put her back in bed. Officers have not yet said what Brunn's motive may have been.
Brunn, 37, charged with murder and attempted murder. Kevion Thomas, an inmate at an Atlanta prison, spends months using bits of metal to tunnel through a shower wall, but not to escape. Thomas wants to attack an inmate in a neighboring cell block, stabbing DeRodney Russell multiple times before guards separate them. Assault charges now pending against Thomas, extending his already lengthy sentence. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A judge has granted a white Florida woman accused of fatally shooting a black neighbor through her front door a $154,000 bond. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
A day after entering a not guilty plea to a first-degree felony charge of manslaughter with a firearm, as well as charges of culpable negligence, battery, and assault, 58-year-old Susan Louise Lawrence of Ocala appeared in court in Marion County. Circuit Court Judge Robert Hodges mandated that Lawrence wear an ankle monitor and refrain from contacting the family of her murdered neighbor, 34-year-old A.G.K. Owens, as a condition of her release on bond. Families and friends of Owens, a mother of 4 children, packed the courtroom.
After the hearing, one of the family's attorneys, Anthony Thomas, told reporters that they'll keep pushing for Lawrence to be charged with second-degree murder, a more serious crime. The Colorado man accused of kidnapping and murdering a Vermont man as part of an international conspiracy to commit murder for hire has entered a guilty plea in federal court to charges that may result in a life sentence. In his court appearance, 35-year-old Jerry Banks altered his plea from not guilty to guilty. Banks' sentencing hearing will be set for another time. Banks stands accused of kidnapping and murder for hire in connection with the death of Gregory Davis of Danville, Vermont in January 2018. Davis's body was discovered by the side of a snow-covered Vermont country road. A Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to assisting 2 other men accused of killing rapper Young Dolph in a daytime ambush at a Memphis bakery. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
26-year-old Jamarcus Johnson entered a guilty plea to 3 charges of accessory after the fact. He can avoid going to trial after Judge Lee Coffey authorized a plea agreement with the prosecution. He might provide evidence at a later trial about the murder of Young Dolph, whose true name was Adolph Thornton Jr. Johnson is the first of 4 defendants in the Young Dolph shooting to either enter a guilty plea or be convicted. The November 2021 attack shook Memphis and rocked the entertainment industry. According to authorities, the rapper, label owner, and producer was killed by 2 men who approached the bakery in a stolen Mercedes-Benz while the 36-year-old was buying cookies near his childhood home in Memphis.
Johnson admitted to assisting the 2 suspects after the murder and talking by their cell phone to one another and to helping one of them communicate with his probation officer. Under a bill now approved by New York State lawmakers, criminals in the Empire State might have their records automatically sealed provided they stay out of trouble for a predetermined period of time after completing their sentences. The Clean Slate Law would immediately seal the majority of most recent convictions, 8 years for felonies and 3 years for serving time or receiving parole for misdemeanors. The majority of Class A felonies, including murder and sexual offenses, are not eligible for sealing. The bill was debated for nearly 5 hours by the state assembly before being approved along a party-line vote to loud applause. Later, the state senate adopted a similar measure.
Beverly Logan stops showing up for work and then stops responding to family. After 2 weeks of non-communication, the family reports Logan missing. 2 months later, St. Louis, Missouri cops find a purse full of Logan's belongings at home about an hour outside of town, but no sign of Beverly. An investigation uncovers someone sold Logan's blue 2019 Nissan Versa. It has never been recovered. Logan now missing over a year. If you have info on Beverly Logan, please contact St. Clair County Sheriff's 618-277-3505. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.